Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I was just saying, this week in Vacation Bible School, we talked about creation. We talked about light and dark, which was day and night, which was time. We talked about the sky and the sea. We talked about land and trees. We talked about birds and fish and cattle and creeping things. And we talked about you and me, about God creating humanity. And all of this that God created is good, indeed very good. Now, when we are talking about God creating humanity, there's an amazing passage in that first chapter of Genesis that says that humanity, that we are created in the image of God, imago Dei. Now, does that mean that God has a beautiful bald head? Or maybe just really stunning eyes? Is God short or tall? Do God's ears kind of stick out? Can he do this with his fingers? I don't know. But I also don't believe that any of that has anything to do with being the image of God. We know God as relationship. We know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a divine relationship within the unity of the Godhead. The Father Creator, whose dream all of this is, working with the Spirit of God, moving across the face of creation, spoke the Word, that capital W Word that became creation. Father, Spirit, Son, co-eternal, united in power and love, united in grace and peace, relating amongst each other in the unity of the Godhead. That is the image in which we were created. We were created to be in relationship. It's why we're created male and female. It's why we were created in such an amazing diversity, so that we can all be in relationship. Humanity is part of God's good creation. It even looks as though we are the pinnacle of that creation, given stewardship and care of all the rest of this creation. God has commanded us to multiply, to till, and to keep, and to do it all together. Unfortunately, humanity falls into sin and selfishness. We take advantage of each other. We take advantage of all creation. But God is continually trying to get us to live up to that creation potential. And the image of godness interrupts our self-centered acquisitions. And today in the gospel reading, today in all of the readings, we hear Jesus teaching us how it is that we can live in relationships. In our gospel reading today, the disciples are returning after Jesus had sent them out into the world on a mission. Jesus sent them two by two so that they could teach and help, so they could talk to people, care for people, bring the love of God to people. Jesus was sending them out to be in relationship with people, good ones and bad ones, healthy ones and sick ones, those who were lame, those who were well, all of them. Jesus wanted the disciples to experience those relationships with the love of God at their base. Today, they return from those missions. They come back. And they're ready to tell Jesus all about their times, the good ones and the bad ones. They want to hear what their fellow disciples did and said and what happened. So Jesus wants them to go off to a place alone. Jesus knows how important it can be to find some time to rest, to process, to speak with and to the people that you know best. It's still all about relationships. But the crowds in our story, they want more. They watch. As Jesus and the disciples head out in a boat, they discover to where it is that they are headed, and all of them beat Jesus and the disciples to where they're going, and they greet everybody when they arrive. The image of godness of the situation gets in the way. The relationships that are being clamored for get in the way. Sometimes on their mission, the disciples had succeeded, but Jesus was always gathering crowds around him. There was so much need in the world then, and there is so much need right now, that it is not surprising that the crowds show up all the time. They need a relationship with God, a relationship with Jesus, a relationship with the disciples, even a relationship with each other. You see, that's how we were built. And God is actually pleased when we live like that. Now, what happens in these stories is not to take away the fact that finding some time alone or with a small group of people to discuss what happened is a bad thing. But these people that greet Jesus are like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus knows that we need those people around us. And so Jesus stays, and he loves, and he cares. The disciples stay, and they love, and they care. And people's lives were changed that day. Even in our Old Testament reading, Jeremiah reminds us that when we're scattered around, no matter what in life, God will gather us together as a remnant, as a community. There will be those who are gathered to help us discover how to behave. There are those who will be gathered together that we can help. In Jesus, God is gathering that remnant, gathering that community. And we're part of that community through baptism, through Holy Communion, coming to this table, as we gather together with sisters and brothers as the body of Christ and as the communion of saints, we get to be the image of God for each other and for the world around us. As we live in the relationships that God created us for, we carry blessings to some and others carry blessing to us. It is the love of God that binds us and inspires us so that we can share that same love. I may never be able to cure someone's disease, but I can love my neighbor. I may never feed whole crowds of people with a single happy meal, but I can help those who hunger, whether for food or for time. We may never do all of the things that we see Jesus do in the Gospels, but Jesus himself tells us that we will do greater things. And I believe that those greater things that we do are the things we do together. An amazing truth of creation is that God knows that it is not good for us to be alone. We are made to be with each other. We are meant to live together, laugh together, to cry together, to grieve with one another, to find joy amongst each other. We are also meant to live as Jesus lived, caring for one another, loving, unconditional, being willing to sacrifice for the sake of another. The truth is, we will fail. We do fail all the time. And God still loves us, forgives us, helps us to get up and try again. That is the beauty of God's love. You see, too often we want to separate ourselves into groups and then look down at the others. Too often we want to be the ones that God cares about, but we're not sure we want those people who aren't really like us or people we don't really like to have God pay any attention to them at all. But thanks be to God in Jesus, our Savior and Lord, because Jesus came to show us, along with showing the disciples, that we are best together. Jesus was willing to suffer and die so that we could see the depth of God's love for us all. And he rose again so that that love might be ours always, no matter what. Jesus wants us to be united in God's love. Jesus wants us to see the image of God in each other. And Jesus encourages us to be the image of God for all around us. Jesus shows us what that love looks like, and then Jesus calls us follow. So let's follow. Amen.